We're getting better. We're getting better. The good thing is everybody's out there working hard. Everybody's on the same page. We know what we want out of each other. We know what it's going to take. Once these young dudes get on the field, we will have some depth. But right now, we'll be pretty good. But a lot of ammo in that room, a lot of talented guys, enough to get us to where we're trying to go.
You said you know what you want from each other and you know what it's going to take. Elaborate a little bit on that for me.
Each and every one of us knows what we got to do. And we know what we got to do to make this team go. We feel like as this team goes, I mean, as the receivers go, this team goes. That's the way we feel in that room. So we know that we're going to have to make a lot of plays. We know that the quarterback going to be leaning on us, the team going to be leaning on us, and we all know what we got
to
do.
Talk just a little bit about the dynamic of getting two new running backs coming into that. Obviously helps with the balance and everything.
I mean, it's definitely good. You know, name-wise, we know them. But we got to wait till we get on the pads on to see, you know, what they're really working with. But love the addition. Everybody been on teared about not having running backs and wanting to get this guy in free agency. And he just continues to trust the process, and we continue to trust the process, and our team continues to get better.
You, Jordy, and Randall, what type of leaders are each of you guys, and what do you have to step up this year? You know, now that it's...
We're going to be the same guys we were last year. All of us that are here were the leading receivers on the team last year in some categories, so we're going to be the same leaders we were last year. It's not going to change just because Donald and Greg are gone. We felt like we all were leaders in that room, so we're going to be the same guys. Go out there, have fun. We'll leave when we have to leave.
You found the end zone a ridiculous amount of times last year. And, I mean, you weren't even, you know, getting the pass to some of the other guys you beat out in the whole entire league were getting. So, I guess, what are your personal goals?
Just to stay hungry. That's the only goal I got right now, just to stay hungry. I'll never want to relax no matter how many touchdowns I get, how many yards I get. I want to stay hungry, stay on the grind, and continue to improve every year.
I know it's still so, so early, but any of the new guys in the receiving corps that you're like, oh, yeah.
Well, I haven't really got to see our two young dudes yet, so I don't know. But we do got some young guys that are real talented. I like my man Miles right now. He'll be coming around. You know, we got Boykin and Ross. You know, they stay consistent. So we got a nice little group that a lot of people may not put in their top five receivers, but we got a real good squad over here.
James, is there any moment that's felt like changing of the guard, so to speak, with Donald and Greg not here? Was it the first day of workouts? Was it the first OTA? Is it going to be the first game? Is there any moment that's going to feel different?
I don't think so. I mean, I talk to those guys all the time, so, I mean, we all understand the business aspect of it. We knew that all of us were talented. You couldn't keep us all here forever, so we knew eventually one day, you know, this would happen, but no, I talk to those guys all the time, so it won't be a moment where I'm like, oh, shoot, I miss those guys and all that stuff. I talk to them every day, so we're cool.
Can't wait to face Jennings twice a year?
Oh, I don't really care too much about Greg. I just want our DBs to lock him on down and us get the victory.
Yeah, and a little bit of a feeling almost like a training camp today, not an OTA. I mean, it seemed like that way, just the pace and kind of the way things are going. I mean, it's kind of early to get that feeling, even a little chippy in there.
Yeah, that's good, though. You know, everybody talking around here, I mean, it's probably coming from the media, you know what I'm saying, about us not being a physical team, so we out there fighting, you know. So, we're going to get our physical on, but that's how it is the first day, man. You know, there's a lot of pushing and shoving out there, no pads, so, you know, this guy pushed a little bit harder than that guy. It's always competitive. I mean, you wouldn't be here if you weren't competitive. So you're going to have some attitudes flaring out there.
So have you, Jordy or Randall, have you guys talked at all about what you need to do to bring these young receivers along or take them under your wing? Or is there been any discussion?
We know that we have to be leaders to those guys, and it's already starting. I mean, we're in those guys' ears 24/7 out the day. I'm probably sure they're sick of hearing us already. They're probably going home telling themselves these guys think they know everything. But we in there here 24/7 trying to get them right, trying to help them, because we know the more ammo we got, the better we are. And, you know, we definitely going to try to bring our young guys along.
You guys comfortable with kind of taking on?
Oh, very comfortable, man. I mean, everybody here, I mean, had to be a leader at some point or you wouldn't be in this locker room. So, you know, everybody here has some leadership skills, and I know we got a lot of it in the receiver group. Everybody speaks up when they have to. Everybody goes out there and grinds and works hard. So we'll be good.